fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our third hour. On Thursday, the 30th of September, the prepper tip of the day is food, food, food. If you haven't figured it out yet, you need to. Food will be a really big deal really quickly. We have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. He has quite a few websites. We only give out 4 of them. And here's those 4 websites. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Our next caller is Elizabeth in New York. Morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, John. The reason why I called back in, I wanted to speak a little bit more about this declaration that these 7,200 doctors have already signed. It was at a global COVID summit in Rome, Italy. I want to give the link so any doctors out there that want to join in signing this can do so. If they go to doctorsandscientistdeclaration.org, and is spelled out. It's not the symbol and. I'd like to read it. It's short. It's not very long. Could I do so, John?
Make it quick. Go ahead.
Okay. It says, we the physicians of the world, united and loyal to the Hippocratic Oath, recognizing the profession of medicine as we know it, is at a crossroad, are compelled to declare the following. Whereas it is our utmost responsibility and duty to uphold and restore the dignity, integrity, art, and science of medicine. Whereas there is an unprecedented assault on our ability to care for our patients. Whereas public policymakers have chosen to force a one-size-fits-all treatment strategy, resulting in needless illness and death rather than upholding fundamental concepts of the individualized, personalized approach to patient care, which is proven to be safe and more effective. Whereas physicians and other healthcare providers working on the front lines utilizing their knowledge of epidemiology, pathophysiology, and pharmacology are often first to identify new, potentially life-saving treatments. Whereas physicians are increasingly being discouraged from engaging in open professional discourse and the exchange of ideas about new and emerging diseases, not only endangering the essence of the medical profession, but more importantly, more tragically, the lives of our patients. Whereas thousands of physicians are being prevented from providing treatment to their patients as a result of barriers put up by pharmacies, hospitals, and public health agencies, rendering the vast majority of healthcare providers helpless to protect their patients in the face of disease. Physicians are now advising their patients to simply go home, allow the virus to replicate and return when their disease worsens, resulting in hundreds of thousands of unnecessary patient deaths due to failure to treat. Whereas this is not medicine, this is not care. These policies may actually constitute crimes against humanity. Now, therefore, it is resolved that the physician-patient relationship must be restored. The very heart of medicine is this relationship, which allows physicians to best understand their patients and their illnesses, to formulate treatments that give the best chance for success while the patient is an active participant in their care. Resolved that the political intrusion into the practice of the medicine of the physician-patient relationship must end. Physicians and all healthcare providers must be free to practice the art of science of medicine without fear of retribution, censorship, slander, or disciplinary action, including possible loss of licensure and hospital privileges, loss of insurance contracts, and interference from government entities and organizations, which further prevents us from caring for our patients in need. More than ever, the right and ability to exchange objective scientific findings which further our understanding of disease must be protected. That physicians must defend their right to prescribe treatment, observing the tenet, first, do no harm. Physicians shall not be restricted from prescribing safe and effective treatments. These restrictions continue to cause unnecessary sickness and death. The rights of the patients after being fully informed about the risk and benefits of each option must be restored to receive those treatments. Resolved that we invite physicians of the world and all healthcare providers to join us in this noble cause as we endeavor to restore trust, integrity, and professionalism to the practice of medicine. That we, the scientists of the world who are skilled in biomedical research and uphold the highest ethical and moral standards to insist on their ability to conduct and publish objective empirical research without fear of reprisal upon their careers, reputations, and livelihood. That we invite patients who believe in the importance of the physician-patient relationship and the ability to be active participants in their care demand access to science-based medical care. In witness thereof, the undersigned has signed this declaration as of the date first written. Now, Dr. Robert Malone, he's the one that read this. He's in support of it. He was the one that had to do with the mRNA. So I truly hope that people will, and the National Guard, they're supposed to, they took an oath to defend us against enemies both foreign and domestic. They must not take the place of these healthcare workers. I'm calling out there for them not to go along with this agenda because it goes against the oath and it goes against our Constitution. Thank you for letting me get that out there, John.
Okay. Well, I see no conflict at all with National Guard replacing medical personnel to keep the hospitals open, none whatsoever. Let's take our next caller here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I could probably give her almost everything she said, but Dr. Long, she's not necessarily rebelling. President Trump got what was called the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act, okay? This, she's probably under that, too. It's really worked a lot of good. The VA pushed back. Now they're really pushing back. But at first it was an executive order, and then it became a law because neither party would fight veterans. And the Koch brothers sponsored it. They did the organization. They had phones for calling and telling people, and they had food, and they'd take them a ball game once in a while, but it was totally volunteers. My husband and his friend were there, so I know what I'm talking about. And it's called Concerned Veterans of America, but I don't know if they're doing anything right now. But anyway, that was hard work to get that VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act. And I wanted to remind people that God said to remind him of his word. And he said in Isaiah 40, the judges, they shall not stand, they shall not be planted. And I think it's a threat right now, the Supreme Court, some of them are threatening, and Biden's threatening to mess it up and put a lot more on there. Dr. Horowitz knows about lawsuits. You got to have good judges. And so when the Lord said, remind him of his word, we should quote that. Things happen when you quote the word of God. They happen. I've seen it. But that's all I'll say right now, because I'm sure other people got
more important
things. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Any follow-up, Doctor, before we move on, sir?
Well, no, just great comments from both Elizabeth
and
Matt.
All right. Well, let's go to our next caller then. We had Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, John. Hi, Dr. Horowitz. I just wanted to say that, Dr. Horowitz, I had Chinese roommates that were forensic accounting students in Belmont. They were at Bentley. And what I found, I was absolutely impressed with their studious behavior, their intelligence, their conservative attire. You couldn't find that in any church, even in the South, okay? They presented as professional, and as long as you behaved and treated them with dignity and respect, they did the same thing, all of them except for one, bar one. And she was just the exception to the rule that I saw. And then I also saw that the Chinese came out recently and said, get off the video games, okay? I had two forensic accounting students. One was actually a forensic accountant in Newton a long time prior to Belmont. And she came home one day and she said, I don't understand what is happening here at work. And I had to explain to her what was happening in the perversion and the degeneracy in our work culture, even at her level. And I had to do the same. I stood in the kitchen in a certain election, and I know everybody going to get mad at me now, and I'm not a liberal and I'm not a Democrat, thank you very much, but I had to explain, this is the mother of the country, and had to explain what had happened to our country, okay, with the moral degeneration. So I'm not defending China, I'm just saying that my experience with these high-functioning, intelligent Chinese people was what you would expect, honestly, to find at church in America that you can't find anymore because we're so degenerate, so disgusting. The judgmentalism in this country, nothing what's going on right now shocks me at all, because I've been in the system. What you were in that hospital, can you imagine how many times in my life I've been in that situation, not having an MD or any patient advocates next to me? It's a miracle I'm alive, yet I get thrown in the trash, treated like crap by both the left and the right, and I'm just stuck here in the middle, you know? So none of this shocks me. And then Wired Magazine, March 26, 2020, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. They've been talking openly about this forever. They don't need us. March 26, 2020, Wired Magazine, Sun Microsystems CEO. So that's an interesting little old article. But I just know that I was like, I messaged a couple of pastors. I was like, oh, my God, can you imagine how many parents are going to be grateful? How many wives whose men have been sitting around drinking the perverted Kool-Aid in this country are going to be so grateful, you know what I mean, if we were Chinese, right? That finally somebody's going to come in and say, get off the Internet, get off the porno, get off the freaking video games, get off the brain entrainment. Can you imagine how many women would be grateful if somebody had the balls to step up to the plate in this country? That's my comment.
Okay.
Yeah, hallelujah, sister. Hallelujah. You tell it. And that's exactly what I have been screaming about. You know, I appreciate Elizabeth calling in about the Global Summit Declaration. You know, where were they 25 years ago? Because that's where I was out there. And a very few other colleagues were out there articulating the same exact policy, and there was no support. And so I completely understand what you're saying. You're stuck in between the middle, you know, of a rock and a hard place, left and right politicians and views, watching a degeneration that is obviously an agenda and taking out, destroying what was great about our nation. You know, there was everything from the music to the social mores. The culture itself was a very, very fine culture with godly, you know, fundamentals such as the ethics and the morals and values reflected in the Ten Commandments. You had civility, and you don't have that today. What I've witnessed over the past quarter century is a continuous degeneration of minds. It's a dumbing down of the population that we've witnessed. Now, that's an agenda. You look at what's going on geopolitically and economically, globally, and you see that this is a manipulation of the banksters and their big tech, big pharma. It's all really that deep state phrase is the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, banking cartel. Of course, also you could add the energy industrialists in there too. So this is where we have this degeneration. And I think that that's fundamental to the conquering of America by, as you say, the more culturally civil or at least more intelligent type of training instead of the degeneration in the music. And I likewise picked up the fact that the Chinese government outlawed the video gaming recently and basically said that the children were not going to they would only be exposed to this for a few hours a week. Compare that to what I learned from one of my mentors at Harvard 25 years ago, Ron Slaby, who is the aggression in children's television expert, whose work was suppressed, just like mine was. He came out and said, if you continue to allow video gaming in the youth, in the nation's youth, and this kind of programming on television, you're going to see an increased degeneration of the intelligence and the social mores of the population. And that's what we've witnessed. So it's disgusting, and I'm completely with you, and I feel the same way that you feel, appalled by this intentional degeneration of this great nation.
Okay. Well said, Doctor. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. I just want to put out a warning for Christians listening to Christian music on the radio. This happened, you know, and it bothers me so much, but they'll take rock music, we'll say ACD. I heard some Christians putting Christian words to background ACD music. I couldn't take it. If you listen to that acid rock, I'm telling you, but God wouldn't want us putting words like that to that music. So I called a radio station many times. They don't understand what I'm talking about. I said, you cannot put godly words to background rock, ACD, Pink Floyd. And they've been doing this for years. And it's also in some of the churches. I just want to, today I'm putting out a warning for parents to be aware that they're actually doing that. And nobody really knows because maybe they don't know about old acid rock groups or anything. But it's not right.
You know, I appreciate completely what you're saying. The tragedy is that years ago, Sherry Kane and I developed 528records.com to transpose the world's music from A440 standard tuning into A444 that gives you C528, that puts you virtually musically broadcasting pure tone love. So the bliss of the Holy Spirit, in my opinion, my conclusion based on the science, is in 528. It's the heart of nature. So years ago, we developed a radio.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We got our last break this segment. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You get a discount on each unit when you buy your EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Doctor, we're down to the last 4 or 5 minutes here. Let's see if we can get one more caller in. That would be Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Yeah, hey, I agree with Dr. Horowitz there 100% what he just said, but I just wanted to give a little bit of ease there to somebody that I deal with people from Ohio and Maryland and different places, and everybody is sitting here. We're just waiting and watching, and we're all ready. So, you know, and you can take that to heart. So, you know, put read between the lines there. So, anyhow, that's all I wanted to say. It was just a little bit easier, a little bit.
Okay. Thank you, Al.
All right.
Doctor, you got about 2.5-3 minutes here to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Well, thank you. You know, I just want to go back to what Catherine and Deborah were saying, and especially Deborah in Arizona. The rock music itself is in the frequency that's satanic. That's the A440 standard tuning in position. And what we did with, and unfortunately, we've been hacked and censored. We're still in the process of rebuilding. That 528radio.com transposes the music into the frequency of Love 528. And so if you look at that, and I've tried to, what's up now is a temporary site because we're still under construction with the main site, which transposes the world's music. Then you've got the secondary factor from the music that is outputting this demonic soul and spirit suppressing frequency that was imposed in 1938 by the Rockefellers using Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister for the Third Reich, persuading the British Standards Institute 3 months before Hitler invaded Poland. This took place. And since then, the Western world has been under this demonic frequency manipulation to suppress our spirits. So subsequently, we say we can transpose the world's music. We can get it into sync and coherence with the heart of nature and God's love. We can do that. But then you've got to deal with what additionally you're talking about is the lyrics. The lyrics are degenerative. They're meant to dumb down the population. They're meant to cause divisions. They're meant to cause aggression. And this has got to stop. There's got to be laws that are in place that regulate, just like you're seeing in China, that regulate the youth's exposure to these demonic influences.
Well said, Doctor. Well said. We need to keep these things in mind. Your 528 radio situation, is it up and running again, sir?
Just the temporary. You can listen to music, no commercials. It's free, 528radio.com. But that's a subordinate part of the transposition website that was completely hacked and destroyed. We've got to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to get IT people to restore it. So that's where we're at currently. But at least you have, I like playing, I like listening to it. I play my guitar to it in this A444 tuning, which then puts you into sync with God's love. And I'm enjoying it. You can go on 528radio.com and you can listen to our temporary site.
Okay, well, that's good. I like to play the 528 music myself. It's very relaxing and very soothing, and I get a lot out of it myself.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, again, I'm selecting, it's basically medicinal music from various genres, from classic rock to folk to country to Christian music, and I try to have a broad selection up on the temporary site to at least give me a sense personally of my culture. I grew up in classic rock, you know, in that era, and I like the music, but I can appreciate how it's been manipulated, and I'm disgusted by that, and I'm doing everything in my power, including developing this free service to be able to help people enjoy, because it's entertaining and it is relaxing, like you say. And if the frequency is 528, A444, C528, you know, at least you're spiritually protected. And you're surrounded by that energy, which in my opinion, basically helps to eliminate the 5G and the wireless frequency vibrations that are coming into your body and suppressing your soul and spirit, or at least aggravating it. And at least now I'm listening to music that I enjoy in a frequency that I know is more sustaining.
Doctor, thank you. It was a fast hour and a half. We appreciate it. We'll have you back next Thursday, sir.
Thank you. God bless, John. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We got a break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of September. Earlier in the show, there was an article mentioned in Wired magazine. We don't have the title, but we have the topic. And when it was published, Wired magazine, it would be the March 26, 2000 edition. Sounds like 21 years ago. March 26, 2000. The article mentioned the how we don't need human beings. So that's what we got, and if you find it and read it, you might get something out of it. All right, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began is manufacturing the energy cleaner. It's been how many years ago, Tom?
21 years.
21 years ago, yes, 21 years ago. And we begin these conversations. It takes us about 24 minutes to get an update on the energy cleaner every week. We begin our conversations with Tom giving us our disclaimer. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, John, we are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent physician.
All right. Well said. Well, Tom, there's some deadlines coming up for our first responders in the next 30 days to get their clot shots or be fired or resign. First responders all over the country, that would be nurses, state troopers, police officers, paramedics, firemen all over the country. This is a game changer. We're already having hospitals curtail certain services. I'm reading that some hospitals have to shut down completely because they lack personnel to keep the doors open. You and I have always encouraged people to take personal responsibility for their health. In the past, it's been an option. You could do that or just do what most Americans do, go to the doctor and say, give me a pill, doc, something hurts. But that option may be becoming less of an opportunity where people may have no choice, whether they want to or not, to take personal responsibility for their health, to stay healthy, to regain lost health. And that's where the energy cleaner comes in, doesn't it, sir?
That's right, John. That's exactly right. It's a very trying time for many of these people. Of course, the energy cleaner can help with your health, but I don't know what they're going to do as far as their jobs. They're going to lose jobs. I already know of people that have just flat out quit, and they said they'll just find something else to do.
Well, they will. We're in a situation, right? The American economy is so resilient. Local newspaper here, Steelville, Missouri. If you're a high school graduate and you can pass a drug test, you can get a job. It may not be the job you like. It will pay the bills. And these employers are competing for eligible employees, paying a $500 sign-up bonus, $750 sign-up bonus. I've seen sign-up bonuses more than $1,000 for men or women with a commercial driver's license. Yes, as I like to say, you only get one life. You only get one life, but you can always get another job. So it's a tough place to be. If you get used to a certain level of income and you have to reduce that income, well, you may have to give up cable TV. You may have to give up a tobacco habit. You may have to give up consumption of alcohol. Maybe you have to give up watching professional sports. I know many, many people that spend $100 plus a month to pay money to watch television, Tom. I've never paid money to watch television, ever. And I have no intention of ever doing so. I grew up, if you wanted to watch TV, you turned it on. It didn't cost you a penny. I recall a friend of my wife, she was in the business of marketing cable television back in the early 70s. And here's what she said to people that when she was trying to sell them something. You can watch movies without commercials. Now people are paying money to watch movies with commercials with cable TV, aren't they, sir?
Yes, and they're paying more than ever. Yeah, I don't think it's all that great. You know, the new digital television stations that have been on for years now, there was a big problem when they first switched over. People had to get converter boxes and things like that for their
TV. That was a national crisis. That was a national emergency. Now, how in the world can watching this glowing screen in the corner of your living room, how can that be a national? But that one, I'm not making this up. In case you forgot or you're old enough to remember, getting these TVs converted was literally a national emergency, wasn't it, sir?
Yes. Yes. Amazing. It's not really been that long, but since these stations have switched over to digital and they have what's called subcarriers, they can have one television station can have 5, 6, 7 channels on there easily, no problem, and each one can have different types of programming, and it's a beautiful picture. Just the same as qualities you'd get on cable TV. I think the cable companies are going to go by the wayside. It's just a matter of time.
Well, they are losing. I think it's been about 3 years ago that they passed a milestone where more people were not signing up and dropping than more people were signing up. Let's get back to the original premise, though, taking responsibility. As I like to say, if I continue consuming food the way I did at the age 25, I would either be a 240-pound diabetic or I'd be dead. Looking at my peers, you know, my class had a high school reunion a few weeks ago, 55 years. And the people who ate the way I did when I was 25 in my graduating class, they're all gone. They're dead. They're finished. Luckily, I woke up and smelled the coffee, and I realized, oh, you can't eat these sweet, tasty snacks as a matter of your normal diet. That has to be the exception, not the rule. I had a great lunch yesterday at our favorite restaurant, Tom. I had a grilled chicken breast, some potatoes and green beans, a side salad, and no liquid before the meal, no liquid during the meal, no liquid after the meal. Now, one of the men having lunch with me, he's easily carrying 50 extra pounds, and he consumed a full glass of liquid and half a glass of a second glass during the meal, which is what most Americans do most of the time, consume liquids before the meal, during the meal, and after the meal. A simple dietary helpful hint, doesn't cost you anything, easy to do, can cause no harm. And when I started that protocol myself, it's been about 2 months ago, the proprietor of a Chinese restaurant I like to go to, an ethnic Chinese woman who speaks Chinese and is from China, she says, oh yeah, John, that's the way I eat. And then one of our listeners, who is from India, he lets me know that that's part of the ancient Indian traditions as well, going back several thousand years. Point being, people need to take personal responsibility. Now, I haven't mentioned this for a while, Tom, but you know, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So I got an energy cleaner back from one of our listeners that had bought it, and it came back after he'd had it about a month or 2 months. I open up the box. The stale cigarette smoke almost knocked me over, Tom. And I'm thinking to myself, this gal, expects an energy cleaner to fix something that is that broken? They consume so much tobacco that closing up a box and shipping it 1,000 miles and opening it, the stale cigarette smoke is so strong it fills up a room. The energy cleaner can do marvelous things, but it can't fix stupid, can it?
Cannot fix stupid, John. The way I describe that is people are trying to put out a fire by throwing gasoline on it. It's just not going to work.
Well, for those who don't consume tobacco products, don't consume too many alcohol products, who don't consume snacks, sweet, tasty snacks as a matter of their normal diet instead of an exception. For those people who eat properly, the energy cleaner can be a great, great benefit, can't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's as simple as setting it up on your bed and sleeping on it every night. You don't even have to think about it except once a year. You really should change your battery so there's no battery leakage. That can damage any electronic device. Always change the batteries, check on them. Energy cleaner, anything you're using, any type of electronic device, battery leakage can cause some damage. But other than that, you just set it up and use
right.
It. It's that simple.
Let's begin from the beginning. First of all, what the energy cleaner is not. It is not a TENS unit. It is not a Rife frequency generator device. That's not what it is. The energy cleaner is entirely different technology. Energy cleaner is a small electronic device. It puts out what's called a healing electrostatic signal, goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. It's about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 Dias and Delta, 9 D cell batteries. No on-off switches, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire, which should be connected to one of the mattress pads I offer for sale. And I got a full inventory, by the way, Tom, ready to go. And one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. If you get one of my mattress pads, just place it on the bed as you normally would. Place your sheets and bedding on top of it. Plug it in the energy cleaner, and you're good to go. That's all you need to do, right, Tom?
It's that simple. Very, very simple to use.
Very simple. So we focus on two things. Pain mitigation, it could be, and primarily arthritis pain, it could be pain from anything. Arthritis pain can be debilitating. It really can. Pretty much everybody gets relief from arthritis pain. The second thing is getting a great night's sleep. As my wife, Dr. Moore, used to say, when you sleep is when you heal. So the energy cleaner will help you get the best night's sleep you've had in decades. And it's a great value. I know a number of alternative healthcare professionals. They routinely spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for some of these alternative healing devices that they use in their practice. The energy cleaner, by contrast, is only $285. That's quite a bargain. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. We have the twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size, 12 by 24 inches. And, of course, the energy cleaner itself comes with a wire with an alligator clip that you can attach to a metal spoon and use the bathtub method, which is one of the most effective ways, the bathtub and or the hot tub method. Right, Tom?
That's true, and that is the most effective way. Use it in a tub of water and get the water as deep as you can, warm water. Some people will put some Epsom salts in there. Magnesium sulfate, which is a good thing because, John, so many of us are deficient in magnesium. So that's a good thing to do. You don't have to. Just water as it comes out of the tap is fine. Get the water as deep as possible. And put that spoon clipped onto the cable. Just hang that over the side of the tubs. If the spoon is just barely touching the water, that's even good enough. People ask, you know, how deep does it have to be in the water? It's not critical. Just put it an inch or two in the water. That's good enough. And then all you have to do is relax and soak in the tub. If you want to get that water up over your torso, you can't get the water deep enough, well, the thing to do is put a towel in the water, get it soaking wet, and pull that up, pull it all the way up to your neck, and the end of the towel will still be in the water. That wet towel will conduct that signal all the way up to your neck, and that'll cover your entire torso and take care of things there. So it's easy to do, very simple to do, and that is the most effective way to use this technology. But you can't stay in the tub all the time. So if you did the tub method a few times a week, once or twice even, just do it when you can and then sleep on it as a regular practice, you'll really start noticing some benefits pretty quickly.
Absolutely. Well, typically people start noticing benefits within 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes it takes a week, rarely takes 10 days. And of course, my offering a 90-day money-back guarantee gives people peace of mind knowing that they're not wasting their money, that if for whatever reason it doesn't work for them. And it's about one or two people out of 100 is what I've noticed. We don't know why, but that's what happens. Just ship it back and I refund the money. Couldn't be simpler, could it, Tom?
No. You couldn't make it any simpler, John. You've covered it all, and 90 days is more than enough time for anybody to try this out and see how it's going to work for them. A lot of people, they want to flip a switch. They want to get something, and they want it to be like flipping a switch. They're not feeling well today, but they're going to use this new method of healing, and they want it to be like turning on the light. The next day, they're all healed, and they're a teenager again. It just does not work like that. Everybody's different. It takes a different amount of time for everyone. What I have heard for years from people is that they said, you know, I didn't really notice anything right away. Some people notice immediate results, and they can feel changes happening. But many people will say it's just maybe a gradual thing. But what I really noticed after a while is that, well, my back didn't hurt anymore, my elbow didn't hurt anymore, my shoulder feels better, and they just kind of notice a gradual change. It takes your body a little while to respond, but once it does, you can maintain that new health by just continuing to use the technology. Pretty simple.
It is pretty simple. Well, we got a break coming up here. We've got time for maybe a question or two at 512-248-8252. Yeah. Well, Tom, I know you've been diligent working on energy cleaners, and I'm expecting to get one of my biggest deliveries ever soon. Any update on how that's progressing, sir?
In just a few days, John, I will tell you this chip shortage internationally is the most trying thing I've ever had to deal with. It's just incredible trying to get these parts. And other parts are becoming in short supply. I have a pretty good stock of most everything else.
Hold on, Tom. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, the season for growing fruits and vegetables is pretty much over. We're already at the end of September. But gardeners, they plan ahead. And, of course, a lot of people these days, including myself, are getting greenhouses. And a greenhouse can grow fruits and vegetables all year long in some climates. And an energy cleaner can help those fruits and vegetables grow a lot better and more prolific, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. That's very true. And a greenhouse, I think, is almost a necessity nowadays. I believe many people are going to start setting up small greenhouses to supply their family's needs. You can produce quite a few extra vegetables, better production, if you do set up an energy cleaner to stimulate the growth of those plants. You can, in many cases, get double the output. So if you set up X number of square feet for your vegetable production and you put the energy cleaner technology in there, you're just going to amplify the output. And in so many cases, John, we've seen double the production rate. So that's a real plus in these trying times. I really think that if you plan ahead and start setting up gardens and greenhouses, even if you have to grow small plants by a window, something, I think it's going to be very helpful in the coming years. The pressures that are being put on us now with these vaccinations and everything that surrounds that is going to really be difficult for many of us that refuse those shots. And growing your own food might just down to something you do on a daily basis. It's just part of
Absolutely.
Your life.
We got our last caller here, Tom. Make it quick. Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I just thought of a multitasking thing for people who are time deficient. If you use that towel in your, you were talking about in your magnesium, whatever, there's something called a Colema board, C-O-L-E-M-A. And if you run 5 gallons of good water and a high colonic, it'll take about an hour. And you'd be surprised what comes out. That would help everybody. Energy onto the towel. You'd be doing two things at one time.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
Okay,
Tom. Well, we'll have you back tomorrow morning. We'll be talking about emergency communications. And
hey, John, I'll be ready. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. We appreciate it. Okay. And I hope to have Dr. Pete with us tomorrow. We'll be talking about health-related matters, and we'll have some open lines tomorrow also. The world is changing quickly. What's going on with these first responders and healthcare professionals is coming to a head in the next 30 days. You're going to see things happen in the next 30 days that you never imagined. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.